Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of June, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, another interesting day in here, and it really belongs to the bears here for the most part. In terms of global stock markets, the correction is spreading, and also it is steepening. Now, this is in line with my comments over the last few weeks that we were moving towards the latter stage of this corrective phase. But that's when you get the white knuckle stuff, in that you get the sharper falls, more markets are involved. So no investor can deny or misunderstand what's actually going on. You're getting actual selling pressure taking place, a flight to a cash. And while the rate at which markets are coming down means that it's unlikely to last much beyond the short to relatively brief medium term, I will be cautious when we start to see evidence of lows, in the sense that Owen and I have felt for some time that following the moves to new highs by so many indices, new numerical highs at any rate, that once we lost upward momentum, we would go into a period of ranging, which would last quite some time. And I think that's still very much on the cards. Now, the other factor, which I'll also mention in more detail in a moment, is that bond yields are pushing higher, and that's also unnerving investors who had fled into stock markets because bonds have not been performing over the last year or more, although they had certainly performed spectacularly for the most of the prior three decades. So we know stock markets, in my view, got a little bit ahead of themselves. Okay, so what actually happened in here today? Well, Japan, despite the weaker yen, which was a concern to me, I think I mentioned it last night, but Japan only had a very small decline. The Nikkei 225 was only down 0.2%. The Hang Seng Index is low, ahead of is lower, down 1.2%, ahead of nervous anticipation of where China is going to open up tomorrow, and understandably so, because China had been retreating just prior to this week, and with other markets under pressure, it would be a bravura performance if we were to see any kind of move to the upside by China, but we will see. Now, just about everything else that was open in Asia today was down. No big percentage moves that I see on here. One gain, and it's a decent gain, the Jakarta Composite Index, Indonesia. That bounced. It had been coming down quite sharply, and it had moved. It had seen mean reversion back to its 200-day moving average, and it had moved somewhat below that MA, and then managed to push back above it here today with a 1.9% percent gain. But as I say, that was the only upside move in the region, at least on the Bloomberg page that I'm looking at here right now. Okay, what else can we say here? Europe also really soft, not getting much in the way of big percentage moves, although Italy looks like it's got by far the biggest, and that's down 1.6% today. And the German DAX index near down nearly 1%. That's the next biggest decline. One bucking the trend, Spain, the IBEX index is up 0.43%. Now, the Americas was interesting because pre-market today, when I was in my gym this morning, I was surprised and during the pre-market hours to see Wall Street showing quite a good rally in the futures. We saw this yesterday as well, but Wall Street opened with only modest gains and then soon moved to the downside. Fell fairly sharply between 0.8 of 1% to just over 1% for the NASDAQ index. Then it rallied. It rallied with a 2-3 hours to go before the close to more than halve those gains, but then weakened again and closed near the lows. The S&P closed out at 1612 and a half. Now, 1600 was the level it reached earlier. Was it earlier? Let me just put this BX. Was it earlier this month? It got down just below the 1600 level, and that's also the top of the previous trading range. And then we saw the S&P get 2 good days to the upside before encountering resistance at 1650 on the third day. And so it's coming right back down. And looking at this pattern and what's going on globally, I would be very, very surprised if it did not take out this 1600 level, which would open the door for at least another 50-point decline, in my opinion, taking it down to towards the 1550 area. Whether it does it in a straight line, as so many of these other markets have, or on a staggered basis or ranging basis, remains to be seen. But markets do fall faster than they rise generally. The U.S. hasn't done that so far, but so many other markets in this particular retreat, ever since it had that quite dramatic downside key day reversal back on the 22nd of May. Don't be surprised if you see a somewhat sharper reaction phase take hold there. Now, in other American markets, one of the weakest here has been Brazil, and that's now almost 1,000 points beneath the psychological 50,000 level on that index. It's challenging previous lows. Most of these South American commodity producers are softening, but Brazil and Peru are seeing the main downward pressure among them, whereas Peru, Colombia, and Chile are all easing within their relatively broad ranges, having failed at the upper side or closer to the upper side of those big ranges earlier on this year. And today we had Mexico down over 1% and Canada down also nearly 1%. Now, I mentioned that this so this stock market retreat, as you can see, is the sharpest that we've seen since this corrective phase really began over the last few months. And it's not over. That's the the short summary. But the other factor that is unnerving investors is the upward pressure on long-dated government bond yields. So bond prices are falling, and those yields are actually pushing higher, despite the quantitative easing that is still occurring here. So nervous times overall. Now, my view is that from an investment perspective, I'm happy to hold equities here, despite some predictable and anticipated profit erosion. I wish I'd timed my S&P short a little bit more effectively. That was a sort of a tactical hedge against some portfolio erosion, but I didn't. I've still got that position, by the way. And I don't anticipate any bear market environment here anytime soon. And if this sharp reaction continues, which it may well do, then that would create another buying opportunity. But with bonds, so that's talking about equities, so it would create another buying opportunity. But now we switch to bonds. And the activity that we're seeing in terms of yields looks very much like base formation development. Now, we've seen that before over the years, and some sharp rallies had occurred, but all within the overall downward trend that you can see on the longer-term charts. If you look at the historic charts for those bond yields, but my feeling is that we actually have seen the lows for all of these yields. They were eyebrow raising lows, that's for sure, and pushed down by all the quantitative easing that's actually taking place. So my feeling is that we are in the early stages of the bear market for long-dated government bonds. I don't doubt that we'll see plenty more ranging while the quantitative easing continues. But in talking about a bear market, this is one that I think is likely to last for at least a decade. That's a guess, obviously. Now, elsewhere, in terms of currency activity, the U.S. dollar, as you know, over the last couple of months, it's been strong against most of the Asian currencies, not the Chinese renminbi, but most of those Asian currencies have actually responded to the weakness of the Japanese yen, and so they've tried to edge their own currencies lower so as not to be affected too much in terms of the competitive pressures overall. The U.S. dollar is currently a little bit softer against the European currency. So we've got the euro up here at 133.39 against the 1.3339 against the euro, and sterling is currently at 1.5679. And the Aussie had a bit of a bounce in here today, a little bounce. It's currently 0.9478 against the greenback. The yen's the interesting one here overall. The yen got down to that 95 level once again, but it's currently trading at 96.02 against the dollar. If it was I think that the firmness of the yen that we've seen in the last few days is slowing up the rebound recovery potential in the Japanese stock market, which looks quite oversold in the short term. A lot of people have been alarmed by the size of the reaction that that we've seen in Japan, it was at least 17-18% on the Nikkei 225. But, excuse me, my feeling is that it was to scale. In other words, we had such a phenomenal move to the upside, and you can't get that without some volatility, as some people scramble to get out on a short-term basis. My feeling remains that Japan is probably the most interesting stock market in Asia, and quite probably well beyond. And I think that Abenomics is succeeding. Is it controversial? Plenty of people disagree. what else is new? But I think it looks interesting. Another one that I would mention also that Owen and I like now is Vietnam. But if you think Japan's speculative, Vietnam is considerably more so. But it's a frontier market that had been out of favor and now is coming back into favor. In the very short term, the performing markets are things like Qatar and the Saudi Arabian market. They don't have the big leveraged plays that and the interconnection that other stock markets have, and so that's helping them a little bit here in the short term, as I think some locals move some money back home. And last but not least, looking at the commodity markets, well, you know they were hammered yesterday, as I discussed with you. Today, a little bit more of a mixed performance. That includes the industrial metals, although I noticed that nickel was certainly leading to the downside, and that has remained weak in here today. Tin's also down, a little bit steadier on zinc and copper. Quiet on lead. These metal prices are down at interesting levels. Interesting meaning that they're relatively cheap, but it's so easy to preempt the actual bottom of the actual decline here overall. And right now, investors are still discounting the slowing in the global economy that they're actually seeing. There have been a lot of forecasts saying that the global economy would pick up in the second half of the year. And we will see if it does pick up in the second half of the year. I think you get some sharp rebounds, including starting with short covering in those industrial metals. And mining shares have been serial underperformers here in what is now just a softish stock market, as you know, generally. Sticking with the commodities, crude oil up about half a dollar here today on both the Brent and the WTI. The soybeans, wheat, and corn, U.S. soybeans, wheat, and corn, declined in here again today. That's good news. As you know, we had the decent South American crops, and then drought fears abated. There was concern, understandably, over the delayed plantings in the U.S. But on current evidence, and with crops, you know, there's always a heck of a lot of uncertainty, but on current evidence, we have seen sufficient plantings here for bumper crop conditions. That would break the 7-year biblical number period of tight supply, and it would be very good if we could see some good reserves in the grain markets overall. Rough rice is a little bit firmer than the corn, soybeans, and wheat. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.